This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad at the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on air. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called for reforming multilateralism, saying the urgency of this call is highlighted by the theme of the UNGS session, Leaving No One Behind. Addressing the 79th Annual United Nations General Assembly in New York, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that advancing peace, ensuring sustainable development and strengthening human dignity cannot be delivered by a UN paralyzed with division, conflict, terrorism and violence. He said these goals cannot be reached if access to food, fuel and fertilizer is jeopardized. He said that when capturing markets lacks restraint, it damages the livelihood and social fabric of others. He added that evasion of climate action responsibilities by the developed nations undermines the growth prospect of the developing countries. Dr. Jaishankar said the problems arise from a combination of structural shortcomings, political calculations, naked self-interest and disregard for those left behind. The External Affairs Minister said that India supports the 79th UNGA theme of leaving no one behind. He said, this is a difficult time when the world is yet to recover from the COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine is into its third year. He noted that the conflict in Gaza is acquiring wider ramifications. Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern that across the global south, development plans have gone off the rails and SDG targets are receding. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the double-engine government of Centre and Uttar Pradesh will propel the country to a $35 trillion US dollar economy by 2047. While speaking at the second edition of the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida today, the minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's guidance will help the state reach a $1 trillion US dollar economy. Mr. Goyal stated that the government, in collaboration with the state, has prioritized making laws simpler and promoting ease of doing business with the implementation of 4 Ds, decisive leadership, demand, demographic dividend and democracy. He also spoke about the success of Make in India, where he added that it will help India become a powerful nation at the global stage in manufacturing to produce employment and entrepreneur opportunities for the youth. The National Investigation Agency today conducted searches across Amabeda area of North Bastar district in Kaker region of Chhattisgarh in connection with the killing of an Indian Army personnel by terrorists of the banned CPI Maoists. Several locations belonging to 11 suspects were extensively searched by NIA teams during the crackdown in Usreli, Gumchir, Bartevada, Omar Kumta and Amabeda villages. During the searches, air guns, mobile phones, printers, laptops, hard disk, DVR, motorcycle, incriminating Naxal documents and 66,500 rupees in cash have been seized. During the NIA investigation in the case, names of CPI Maoist supporters and overground workers suspected to have been involved in the heinous crime have come to light, which leads to today's searches. President Draupadi Murmu has said that celebrations like Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav will help in the exchange of culture and increase awareness of the rich heritage of various places in the country. Inaugurating the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav in Rashtrapati Bhavan, Secunderabad in Telangana this evening, the president said culture, heritage and art will strengthen unity in diversity. Israel Defense Forces have killed Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah in yesterday's strikes in Beirut. In a statement, the Lebanese armed group was also confirmed. Israel claims that its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed. And that is the end of this news bulletin.